This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour now, this is the ever-loving, not-for-everybody DJV program. We are the other
not
program.
Not for everybody?
Yeah, we're not really. We're for more people.
We're supposed to be for everybody.
Well, but we're for everybody, but we're not for everybody. You know what I mean? If you want to listen to a one-sided conversation.
That's a hell of an endorsement. Yeah,
thank you.
Wow. Okay.
That's our new, this is the slogan.
I'm glad you're not on the sales team. Let's put it that
way. The DJV show, not for everybody. It's tough psychologically.
We might want to work on the marketing, I think.
Work on
something,
the elevator pitch.
Our consultant, Mike, right now is just like, oh. Like,
the DJV show, sometimes we don't stink.
Right.
That's not. Now, see, you've done what everybody else does. You misinterpret my words. You're twisting and turning the...
Welcome to the public sphere.
Yeah, right, exactly. Hello. Ding, 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 ding. When maybe I should just stop talking about that, because I had something different in mind, frankly. However, there's something more important going on. Listen to this. Victoria's going to fill you in on the details here, but this is a... I don't know if this is a stunt, but this is for all of you who love the TSA or not... as I am one of those not members of the large society of people who think they're a bunch of dunderheads and knuckleheads. They are now in charge of pipeline security. And you're going to say, huh? So why don't we go through this, Victoria, and you explain
the
geniuses.
Are they going to make the hackers take their shoes off before I check?
This is your tax. This is your government. This is the new administration at its finest. Okay, so explain.
This is George W. Bush. This is how this all started.
Well, but it could be fixed quickly. But
The question that you asked is, why is the TSA in charge of pipeline cybersecurity? The reason is, this is a leftover from 2002, post 9/11, when the TSA was newly created at the time, and they were given statutory authority to secure surface transportation. So that's how they got involved with pipelines to begin with. They weren't in charge of the actual, like, if they leak, though that still is under the Department of Transportation. So the latest is the Department of Homeland Security is they're going to issue a set of regulations so that pipeline companies have to report cyber attacks to the federal government. And so and during the tech report, Jen, when we were talking about this, I thought of you because we were talking, you know, we've been talking a lot over the last couple of weeks since the Colonial Pipeline attack about paying ransoms. And so now we're going to have to, the rubber will meet the road now. If the federal government says, well, we don't negotiate with, you know, hackers, terrorists, whatever the, you know, the Harrison Ford line is, then what are we going to do now? Because the actual demand for ransoms has gone up 300-something% was the number that we talked about last week in the tech report. So, and these companies are paying it. They're paying it on the side, and they're getting their information back. So now, if this is all going to be under federal control, what's the new policy going to be? Because essentially, these hackers have everybody, you know, by the you-know-whats, and if you pay the ransom, then you get your software back. So it'll be interesting to see what the actual guidelines are going forward now that this is going to all be under Homeland Security.
Right. That's right. It didn't make any sense put it under the Energy Department.
Well, yes, it's Homeland Security makes sense. The TSA, not so much. But the weird thing is, back in 2012, there was a congressional effort to institute these mandatory requirements, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce squashed it. So, you know, and here we are now with, it's a hack a day. And that we know of. And so we're in a huge mess with cybersecurity.
A hack a day.
So far behind. Yeah.
In Guam, they say have a day. But have a day and hack a day are not the same thing. Joe Biden's administration is thinking about making work from home permanent for some people. They're at least contemplating how to return the federal workforce to the offices, to government offices. So now they're encouraging people to come back, but they are also allowing more employees to work from home. So one wonders in terms of government efficiency how this has worked. We know that in private business, it has been very successful in some circumstances and a damn disaster in others. But when it comes to government, for example, teaching and teachers, many teachers have taken advantage of the circumstance, and so have other public employees. And I'll give you an example in my community of Framingham, Massachusetts. The building inspector has had his crew. He's got six inspectors, you know, the electric inspector and the plumbing inspector and those people that go out and check the sign guys. Those people have all been working 10, 12 hours a day during the pandemic. The reason they have is because they took on extra duties the Board of Health wasn't doing. The Board of Health allowed their employees to work from home, which meant there were no inspections for anything. And most of the people, according to the folks even in town and City Hall, have not gone to work. They haven't done anything. Much
yeah,
like many teachers.
It doesn't work in all circumstances.
No, it doesn't.
Like, I don't want a work-from-home plumber, you know? Like, I mean, it's there. And Verizon was doing that. Verizon was doing that where you just do a video chat.
Virtual,
and essentially,
right.
Yeah, you just fix your own problem. So I'm not really down with
that. It's cheaper for them.
Oh, it's it's
and the excuse that people use, like yesterday, who did I call? Oh, I called the credit card company because I've been charged for something for months and months, and I keep calling and... So they tell you at the very beginning, you can go, this is so offensive, you can go online and figure it out. No, I don't want to go on. I'm not paying for that. I want to talk to a human being.
Exactly, I can't, which is why I'm calling you.
Yeah, it's that kind of stuff. That's that added. And we all know, we've heard it from any number of sources. When you want to have service, when you want to have something fixed, they tell you to go online. And nine times out of ten when I go online, it doesn't get fixed.
Things get worse for some people. For me, it's so much faster. When they say go online, it's because you can start a chat right away with customer service, and find that I solve any issue at, like, lightning speed rather than waiting
on
the phone.
From now on, I'll call you, and you can take care of my issues then.
How about you just go online and just chat? It's super easy.
I go online and chat. And I normally find the people, the chat response I get from...
This is like telling my mom to do this, so I know that the outcome is not going to be good. So
then why did you ask?
When I've used the chat feature, they're always like, well, we'll assign you a case number and get back to you.
Yeah, and call us back in 4 months. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thank you, Jennifer. All right. In Iran, the parliament speaker says that a 3-month monitoring agreement with the UN's International Atomic Energy Agency has expired, so you can't come visit us anymore. Isn't that interesting?
Fortunately, that's how it has been the whole time, which is why Trump took us out of the Iran agreement, which is what boggles my mind about why Biden is so desperate to get back in.
And is he desperate? Is that the word?
Well, absolutely. They started producing these incredible rates when Trump took us out of the agreement.
Guess what? They already had those abilities. That's how we knew they had
the abilities, but they weren't doing it.
They were not following the guidelines. In fact, you see right now, that agreement that they're talking about, the rest of the world, these other countries that went into this agreement with Iran are still in that agreement, and they're still violating the agreement. This is because they do not have any intention of ever following it. But, yeah, the administration's been in Geneva having secret behind-the-scenes talks to try to get back in to the agreement.
Secret? And they're behind the scenes?
Not very well kept.
Wow, that's big time stuff. All right.
Exactly, fly to Iran, right? That
would 15, be not, why would you want to? 15 after the hour, when we continue our conversation here, a few vaccine questions that might need some addressing right after these words.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
Hey, you should move over. Red Right Return.
Right, Red Right Return.
No, just Red Right Return because
you're... No, I'm saying Red Right Return, but then right to agree.
Okay, but you're on the...
I should have said correct. I know it's Red Right Return, but...
You're on the left and it's Red Right Return. Red Right Return!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive has you covered as a leader in boat insurance. Get a quote today at progressive.com.
Oh, I was on the left. Right.
Please stop talking.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
All right, 17 half the hour here on the DJV program. So let's tackle a couple of vaccine questions, shall we, ladies? According to a new survey, nearly two-thirds of U.S. employers plan to require employees to produce proof of their vaccination. And then there's some other companies that are trying a different approach. They're trying to coax their employees to get the shots. And if you get a shot, you get a $1,000 bonus or whatever it is. I'd get a shot for $1,000, wouldn't you? I would think that would be an incentive.
If I was already planning on doing it, I might hold out and you know, let them convince me and then give me $1,000.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys saw, there's this new study that's out, and it caught my eye because I feel like there's this whole gray area of people not knowing what to do with people who've had COVID.
Yeah.
And the new study that's out says that mild COVID-19 cases can lead to antibody protection for life. That's the headline. It's from the Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis, and they believe that COVID protection will likely last for the rest of our lives, essentially. And this is what has been said by the other coronaviruses, SARS and MERS. When people have that, for 18 plus years, and that's just the number of years that's been researching, there's T-cell immunity. And so this is a big deal. You may not have antibodies, and this says it. Researchers explain that initial reports claiming COVID antibodies fade away quickly after an infection did not have all the facts. Mm. Their findings reveal that although a number of immune cells making antibodies drop once the patient is healthy, they never totally go away. So
that's great.
I don't know. I think
that's
there's a
really
lot to look at here. Yeah. If you've got it, do you really need to get the vaccine? And there's, you know, I think this is the area where there is not a lot of information.
No answers. Right. No good answers. Right. Okay, there were questions being asked in Congress. Senator Susan Collins of Maine asked Dr. Walensky, who runs the CDC, about how often the COVID is transmitted if you are out of doors. And apparently even after all of this, there's no good answer. There's no, you know, the claim was that 10% of the people that get COVID get it when they're outside. But, okay, so Susan Collins
says, she said under 10%, but the number is 0.0009. And so they held her to the fire on that.
No,
that's a
she
big
said
lie.
10%, but the real number is what you
she
just
said. She said definitely under 10%, but the number is closer to like 0.009% of people get it outdoors. And so, I mean, that's a big gap, and people thought that she was not being honest. And
nobody gets it outdoors, basically. That's the bottom line.
carrying
so she
the
was
lead here, though. Apparently, Mike Pompeo, former Secretary of State, had an investigation into China that the Biden administration shut down. Big story out today.
All right, so that'll come in the next half hour. 21 after.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Half the hour now on the DJV program. Now, see, Phil, that's the kind of music that gets us excited, ready to go, up and at 'em. Come on, let's hit it, Jay. Jay Kirshner is in charge of social media trending stories. So what's in the John Cena playbook other than he's the bad guy in the new Fast and Furious? What's he doing?
He's getting slammed as, quote-unquote, being pathetic and spineless. So he was doing an interview on Taiwanese
TV. That about wraps it up. Uh-oh, what happened? Go ahead.
He was promoting the F9, the new Fast and Furious movie, and he had said that Taiwan is the first country that will be able to watch F9. And Chinese fans were all irate.
They're already watching it, actually. They have it there now.
They referred to Taiwan, that he referred to Taiwan as a country and not part of China. And so he issued this complex apology. He did his apology in Mandarin.
He's groveling for the friggin' Chinese.
Well, and a lot of people guarantee, I mean, clearly he didn't do like Google Translate. This is probably from the movie studio saying, this is our biggest audience, don't piss off anybody in
Well,
Asia.
That's true. They said that they would have lost tons of money, but that just shows how China is in total control of Hollywood. I mean, it was embarrassing.
How much money did China...
How much money has
someone put into F9?
Right, and I heard someone joking that now he's going to go back to WWE and Hulk Hogan's going to fight him in an America versus China match.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying this is another example of Hollywood ignoring China's faults and happily taking its money.
You can F China as far as I'm concerned. All right, let's keep going here. By the way, the movie has done very well in China already, and China is a huge audience for our movies. That's why the Chinese government is investing a lot of money in trying to control a lot of the product that's coming out, because they then find it more usable, if you will, or adaptable for their culture. Okay, next up, Seth Rogen discussing the cancel culture. Like, I really want to have Seth Rogen give me advice about cancel culture. Okay, so what?
Why not?
Because he's a dip, but that's just me. I never liked
that. He has a very reasonable response to comedian cancel culture, and people need to stop whining about it. He says, hey, jokes are not made to always last and stand the test of time. If you make a joke and it aged terribly, Yeah, that's what he's saying. If you made a joke and it aged terribly, accept it. If you don't think your joke aged terribly, then keep saying it.
In other words, if I said something 10 years ago, if I said something as a joke 10 years ago and it's not funny now, I shouldn't be held responsible, and I agree with that 100%. What is in the past is in the past. Don't be pushing people off of a cliff because they did something, you know, maybe considered silly or whatever it was. It was acceptable then. So what are you going to this is rewriting history. I'm with him. I don't like Seth Rogen, but I like this.
I don't think that there, you know, if there's something that somebody said back, you know, once upon a time and it just didn't hold up, like he's saying, hey, it didn't hold up. Acknowledge it and move on. People just need to stop whining about cancel culture.
But there's so much. Yeah. All right. So you also have the story. We were just talking about this off the air. Victoria, I don't know if you've ever heard Tim Conway Jr. He's on at night at KFI. Jennifer and I like him a lot. He's a very interesting guy, actually, and on a very good radio station. But he apparently took some liberties, did a sketch, which he does a lot, on some Chinese person, I don't even know, Yoko Sakamoto.
Of Victor Brick Jacobs. Victor Brick Jacobs is a very popular, iconic sports guy in Southern California radio. He was on the Radee Show. He's been with iHeartRadio for a long time.
I remember that. Okay, so is that why there was a problem? Because this woman is the wife of somebody famous? What's the big...
problem is the five-minute skit being incredibly racist. It was Tim Conway Jr. and his executive producer, Sharon... How do you say her last name? Bellio? She was the one that did the accent. She did the impression.
Schtick. It's his... But
you're talking,
schtick.
Doug, about, like, if this was a joke from the 90s, then, okay, we could let it all go. But, like, Tim Conway, does he need a senior evaluation to figure out what year it is? Because, I mean, this is... He should have known, and this went on for 5 minutes. It's ridiculous.
28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there is no more heartwarming sight than a child playing with a puppy or an older dog, or an older cat or a younger kitten. Most adults do not have their time nor the energy to keep up with the frantic pace of either a young dog or kitten or perhaps even a young child. But by contributing a ball for a game of catch, parents create the perfect way to channel both youngsters' seemingly boundless energies. In addition to helping develop a loving relationship between the child and the pet that will last a lifetime, this activity is bound to leave both players exhausted after a while, and that'll give the parents some time to relax. You know, all the new studies indicate that kids that grow up with pets grow up much more stable than kids that don't. Because after all, think about this. Everyone's demanding on the child. The teachers want grades. The parents want grades. They have conflict with other students their own age. But the one consistent thing in their life is their dog or their cat. The dog or cat can care less if they got a C on their papers or a D on their papers, as long as they give them a hug and a kiss. A pet for your kids, good relationship for life. I'm Warren Eckstein.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you have a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers, get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The trade envoys from the U.S. and China had their first conversation Thursday since President Biden took office. In a statement, U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai said that she and Chinese Vice Premier Liu discussed the Biden administration's worker-centered trade policy and an ongoing review of the U.S.-China trade relationship. Both sides said they looked forward to future discussions. And a new poll shows that a majority of Americans agree with the moves that several states have made in ending enhanced federal unemployment benefits. At least 23 states have announced they would opt out of the federal program that provided an extra $300 in weekly unemployment benefits. A Quinnipiac poll released Wednesday showed that 54% of Americans believe that ending the extra payments is the right move, with 38% saying it's the wrong thing to do. State officials who have moved to end the benefits argue that the extra payments have contributed to labor shortages. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Ohio drew the first winner Wednesday in its Vax-a-Million lottery, giving away $1 million to one lucky resident who had received at least one dose of COVID vaccine. On Tuesday, Colorado became the latest state to offer a lottery for those who get vaccinated, announcing a similar program to Ohio's. Former acting director of the CDC, Dr. Richard Besser, says he'll be interested to see if those incentives drive people to roll up their sleeves. He tells CBS News that it's also possible that the many offers could be seen by the public as a bribe.
I'll be interested to see what studies show in terms of incentives, because there's a wide range of incentives that are out there. For some people who are on the fence who are saying, you know what, I do want to get vaccinated, but I'm not in any rush. You know, when it's convenient, I'll do it. But when they see an incentive, they'll say, wow, I'd really like that gift card. I'm going to go do that. But there's also some concern that people don't want to feel coerced or bribed into doing something. And the sense of, well, if I have to be bribed to do this, is there something wrong with that?
And former Virginia Senator John Warner has died. The Virginia Republican served 5 terms in the Senate before retiring in 2008. A Navy veteran, Warner served in World War II and Korea and was later Secretary of the Navy from 1972 to 1974. He was also a federal prosecutor. Warner was known for his marriage to Elizabeth Taylor, the pair marrying in 1976, her 6th of 7 marriages, and divorcing in 1982. President Biden called Warner a man of principled stances who was guided by his conscience and the Constitution. John Warner was 94. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
After the hour on the DJV program, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. A big, big production. This is a big radio show for everybody. Okay, I fixed that, girls. Okay, you all right now? This is something for everybody here. Inspiring.
We fixed things
crowds.
Quickly here, because yes, we had nothing for nobody, and now we've got something for
something
everybody.
Something for everybody.
It's amazing.
Including some inspiration from Lady Gaga, who says, don't be insecure if your heart is pure. I kind of like that. Very poetic, right? Don't be insecure. If your heart is pure, go for it. So there we have it.
Did you see her interview that on the new Prince Harry and Oprah series where Glenn Close and Gaga? Apparently, Gaga was, wow, what an ordeal. She was, when she was a teen, she was starting out in the music business.
Oh, she had a terrible life. Yeah,
and she... She was kidnapped, raped, and impregnated by a producer who basically held all of her music for ransom. Horrible, horrible, my God.
Guy should be shot. Yeah.
And she won't be famous.
Tough
life. How many of the people who never made it in the business have the same stories. I mean, yeah. Lady Gaga is lucky enough to have a platform to tell that story, but man, yeah. I bet I can only imagine that happens all the time.
Awful. Okay, so let's get to this, the continuing saga, if you will, of Dr. Fauci, who has gotten overexposed. I admit to, at the beginning, especially paying a lot of attention to what he said and thinking, okay, this guy's pretty smart, kind of cool. He's 80 years old. He's still got the job he's had for 40 years. He must know something. And I think he does know a lot, frankly. I think he's very smart, but I think he's worn out his welcome. So what's the latest example?
Well, and maybe also not true intentioned. I think that's the question. That's what people are.
I mean, was he being genuine in all of the things that he suggested we ought to do or ought not do? Is that the question?
Because it's a matter of public record now that the organization that he ran took money, private money, after he was told by the Obama administration to knock off gain-of-function research, which creates bioweapons, essentially. And he was told not to do that anymore. He wasn't going to get government funding. So he took private money and he funneled it through another organization here in the country, and they sent it directly to that lab, the Wuhan Institute of Virology, where many people now believe the virus slipped out of. Now, we don't know if it was intentional or not. No, it's well, we don't know. I mean, that's the thing. We have to be honest. We don't know if the virus was let out on purpose or if there was a leak or if something went wrong. We don't know that. But more evidence is now pointing to the fact that it did come from this lab, despite the attempts by a lot of people in the country and in the media and the World Health Organization trying to say that this came from an animal and it was not created. But there are a lot of markers on this virus. And Victoria, I can remember clear as day, we had this conversation probably a year ago where you said one of your friends was looking at it and said, there's no way those tentacles on the outside, there's no way that that was natural, that it looked like the cell that was already in that virus.
A friend of our family friend of ours is, has worked for Fauci on SARS and has studied for and is a research scientist, and he said, his quote was, he said, when you look at it, he goes, it looks pretty spliced together. That's what his exact quote was.
Many other doctors agree that there's markers in this that show that this was created, lab created. And so why the lies about this? And here's the latest story, and it's not, again, this is, unfortunately, because we are so politicized right now, there was an attempt to try to say that the idea of it coming from a lab was political conspiracy theories, and people tried to poo-poo that idea. People try to poo-poo the idea that Fauci had something to do with it. But CNN, who we can agree is probably not very favorable to people who line up with Trump or conservative thought, have a story out today about President Biden's team. When they came into office, I guess towards the end of Trump's presidency, there was a very quiet investigation at the State Department led by Mike Pompeo, who was Secretary of State at the time, to try to gain evidence that the Chinese government was holding back to prove that the coronavirus originated in this lab. That team was shut down after Biden came into office. They say that they didn't like the evidence that he was finding, and they shut it down. So my question would be, if we are really like now worried about transparency, if we're really worried about getting to the bottom of this, why was that investigation stopped? Why wouldn't it carry over from administration to administration?
Well, what do
and
you
the
think
White House
her?
Yeah. Well, I'm not here to speculate, I'm asking the question. But the original the question that was asked to Jen Psaki at the White House press briefing this week was, hey, this evidence is mounting up now. You can't really run away from the idea that the people are thinking that there is credible evidence that proves that it came from this lab. And she said, well, we're relying on international investigators. Well, the international investigators that they're relying on come from the World Health Organization. And I think most of us, I think all of us here at least, can agree that the World Health Organization has been acting in the best interest of China, not in the best interest of people around the globe. And so do we trust any investigation that they get when China can easily stonewall them and they're not going to push or ask questions?
Nope.
I think we need an investigation.
Right. All right. Moderna says the vaccine will work in teenagers. And so now for their brand, they are seeking FDA approval. The two-shot vaccine produced the same immune response in teenagers as it did in adults. What about Pfizer? What do we know
Pfizer
about that?
Pfizer is ahead of them. Pfizer already has been approved for children. Yeah. Okay. So the Moderna they just wrapped up their, because, you know, you have to go through phases of testing.
Yeah.
So they just wrapped that up, and now they're going to get they'll be the second ones approved for it.
Okay. Put yourself in this lady's position. You ready, ladies? J. T. Victoria, Jennifer. This is the story of a woman who went to 23andMe to figure out who her father was. The lady's name is Bianca Voss. Her mother and father apparently couldn't conceive, so they decided to go to a doctor who specialized. And if you don't think this comes out of a Law and Order episode, you're crazy. This guy, Martin Greenberg, used his sperm 83 times.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be finding...
There was a story about that not so long ago, right?
I know.
There was a show about that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's right out of the pages of Law and Order, which came first. But how do you feel when you find out something like that? Does it really make... I mean, you wanted some sperm from somebody that worked, so... Other than the doctor being a greedy SOB.
But what kind of sicko, you know? I mean,
no, there was a show about this called Almost Family, and there was one of, like, one of the sub-storylines at the beginning of the series was one of the main characters sleeps with someone, and then it's like, wait a second, are you my brother? Because then it's found out that her biological dad fathered all these kids via this exact same way.
Pretty gross. Pretty gross. Can we backtrack for just a second?
Don't we always?
Well,
your claim is good
for it. Yeah.
No. Well, this is back to Jennifer's point. And what we said in the last half hour, which I wanted to get this out of my chest, and I didn't have time to, so I'm going to right now. The idea of wearing a mask is something I have supported from the beginning. I thought that it made sense medically. I was convinced that it made sense medically. It was more than just what Fauci said. It was just kind of, it just made sense. And then I thought, okay, whether I need to or not, I listened to Jennifer and some other folks like Jack Stockwell say, you know what, you don't really need a mask, it doesn't do you any good. Here's the stat that proves that. And I thought, you know what, I'm still going to be polite and
there
wear the mask.
There are stats that prove it does work. So,
yeah,
you know,
right.
You can
it's
find
on both sides. Right, yeah. Exactly. But to listen now, if you didn't hear the conversation about what the CDC director said regarding the efficacy of wearing a mask outside and whether or not you ought to wear a mask outside. The fact now is that and she was called out on it, that you used the number 0.009% or something.
Yeah.
It's 0.01 or close to it. Anyway, it's nil. The fact that some people are telling you to wear a mask outside and at public events.
Wait, no, they've already taken all that away.
Well,
there are no more outdoor masks. No, Doug, this is a couple weeks old now. The CDC has already said you do not need to wear a mask outdoors.
Yeah, if you're vaccinated.
And now indoors, you're vaccinated. You don't need to either.
Yeah, if you're vaccinated, that's the point.
And the point is that they knew this information, though. And so if it is true that there is that low of a transmission rate, why is anybody wearing a mask outdoors? Why do you see people wearing a mask outdoors? You shouldn't have to do that if we're following the science. And the big lie, since everybody likes to talk about the big lie, is to represent that, well, the transmission rate is under 10%. Well, that makes you think it's like 9%, 8%, maybe 7%. That's about as low as you would think. But if it's 0.0009,
you know
what?
It's almost impossible. Right. Yeah. And I actually think the 0.009 or whatever that is, I still think that and that's based on testing. And then the contact tracers say, well, where were you? Well, I was outside at a state park. Okay, but where else were you? That you didn't get it from being outside at the state park. You went somewhere else and you got it at the grocery store, but the last place you were was maybe outside.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Yeah. So the outside thing, I have always said from the beginning, I'm like, I don't know. And again, going back to our virologist family friend, you know, everybody was kind of shocked. We went over to a family barbecue at his place last summer, and everybody walked in wearing masks. And he goes, everybody, unless you're in the house, he goes, outside, masks off, everybody's fine. And we were like a little bit like, oh, is this okay? Because the CDC doesn't say that. And then, you know, then we realized, and he walked everybody through the science of that. And that was a year ago we were doing that. So, yeah, the CDC, I don't know, they need an overhaul.
Yep, they sure do. New leadership. Okay, in a moment, some entertainment news that I think you'll find extraordinarily interesting, more interesting than anything else you'd hear about. Forget TMZ. Forget all that stuff. We've got it here, and you'll get it next.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
All right, is that a Q2 or Q3 expense?
Dwayne's CPA went MIA. To keep his books and his sanity, he needs to find a replacement ASAP.
Hey, Johnny, have you ever heard of a fungible good?
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It's all about getting the most out of summer. And with Certified Refurbished from eBay, you can enjoy 100% of summer with up to 50% savings on top brands, plus a 15% off coupon through Memorial Day. So tackle your to-do list and break out the playlist with like new products from the brands you love. We're talking Bose, Works, iRobot, and more, all at up to 50% savings. And now through Memorial Day, get an extra 15% off coupon to save even more with Certified Refurbished. Shop Memorial Day savings at eBay today.
Okay, Alex Trebek won the Daytime Emmy. Well, he got the nomination. The show isn't until the 25th of June.
How can he not win?
I was going to say, he's right. Come on.
Right. Drew Barrymore. Okay. Outstanding Game Show Host nominees, Wayne Brady, Steve Harvey, Alfonso Ribeiro. Who's he? I don't know who he is. Who's he?
He's Carlson.
Fresh Prince. Yeah. What does he host now? Is it America's
Funniest Videos?
Yeah.
No, okay. Oh, okay, that guy. Pat Sajak and Alex Trebek. They're the ones up for game show. Outstanding
They're
entertainment.
They're all fantastic. But if Alex doesn't win, come on.
Yeah,
burn the house down. Outstanding entertaining talk show. Drew Barrymore, Ellen, Kelly Clarkson, Live with Kelly and Ryan, and the Today Show with Hoda and Jenna. Bet that Kelly and Ryan will win. What do you think? Yes?
Ellen Maybe. Ryan. I like Kelly Clarkson. She's adorable.
Yeah. I do, too.
Kelly has won before. She won a slew of Emmys last year. So,
but the chemistry between her and Ryan is very good, and people like it. Okay, let's see. Outstanding entertainment talk host. The show. I just went through the shows. The hosts, Drew Barrymore, Kelly Clarkson, Sean Evans, Hoda, and Jenna Bush, and Kelly Ripa and Ryan. I'm going to bet that this is going to be divided. Kelly gets one, and Kelly and Ryan get the other. What do you think? Yes? And Trebek gets for a game show host.
I don't know. We'll see.
I put my money on those. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
The show is on the 25th. Ruth Bader Ginsburg apparently gave all, according to TMZ, and of course they don't usually get things wrong, they got a copy of her will. How the hell would they get a copy of her will? How does TMZ get a copy?
It's public record, maybe.
It's public. Some of it's public record, which is what this is her, like, probate will or something.
Yeah.
So in California, that's public record. TMZ amazes me because, you know, the guy that Harvey Levin or whatever, he's a lawyer, and so he knows the ins and outs of court filings and everything, and they just have people sitting there in front of the courthouse waiting to see people file for divorce.
Oh, my God, what a world. It's 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Joining me now is Laura Banks, fabulous astrologer. Check out her website, stargalnetwork.com, so you can get a great reading and find out how the things that are around today may affect your life today and or tomorrow or in the near term. And I suppose everybody that calls you at Star Gal Network for a reading now is either finding out because they're asking the question, or you're volunteering the immense power of the moon. It's closer to the Earth now, 222,000 miles. Sometimes it's as far as 380,000 miles away from the Earth. So the power of the moon, the eclipse, this is a special week. So what have people experienced, or what do they need to know about the influences, the strong influences of the moon in times like this, Laura?
Well, I think the three key words are profound psychological effects. There's an amplification of emotions. You know, it's just, it's pretty, even science, NASA has got involved in some of this study about how when the moon is temporarily dimmed and the, it's facing the sun, as well, Earth is facing away from the sun, and this moon is there, you're going to feel things more profoundly. It is in the sign of Sagittarius, so it's a sign of expansion. So what we've done with this eclipse is looking at where can we expand our lives, where have we have short-sightedness, right? So mm-hmm. How can we look beyond the, you know, the paradigm shift is a phrase that's often used. We think we know everything, and then there's a whole realm of what we don't know. that...
Isn't that a great... Hold on a second. Isn't that a great expression? People more often than not do not know what they do not know.
And right.
People
and they don't know that they don't know it.
No, exactly. You know, you see that
all
the time. It's really pretty... it's just, I don't know, it seems rather... it just seems strange that people don't know what they don't know. They don't acknowledge it.
They don't. All of the opportunity in the world exists within that realm. Mm-hmm. And that takes talking to people and letting them be honest with you and you're honest with them. And they can say, well, you know, Laura, really, this is a tendency of yours to maybe get too sensitive to people's communication. And then I've got to look at that. It's something that I run around with. I don't know it. And so it's an opening of the mind, and there couldn't be a better time than with that Sagittarius lunar eclipse. It's going to force us to just, it's uncomfortable, right? So it's really kind of a pressing in your face kind of a vibe. And then,
well, how does it, but let's see how does it join in with Mercury just about to go out of retrograde? But there are other planets for this year. Last year we had a whole mess of stuff that was in retrograde. Anything else in retrograde now that would affect us positively or negatively beside Mercury?
Well, Mercury goes retrograde on May 29.
I thought it already was. I thought it was the 15th it went retrograde. No, it wasn't until the... So I had bad information. I thought it was now.
Mercury retrograde begins May 29 and goes through to June 22nd. And it's in its rulership position of Gemini. So we're going to feel it more than usual. And I'm not a big... You know, I'm not a big retrograde talker. But in this case, you know, you're going to definitely want to pay attention with it in its own sign of you know, lightning quick.
What do we speak to? Who do we speak to about cutting the length of Mercury being a retrograde? Can we talk to somebody about that?
Who is the chairman of the planet?
Who's the chairman of that? I want to, right.
You've got Saturn also retrograde. But with that lunar eclipse, how it has pressed itself upon us to force us to look at, where am I not looking? How can I expand my belief systems? Maybe take some short distance travel, some long distance travel. That will always expand the mind. That can leap over that retrograde, which is in a sense that I shouldn't say leap over. It almost marries into it, because allow yourself to contemplate. It's a great word. It's underused in our culture now. But be contemplative and look at what, gee, you know, just settle back into a chair, start journaling, start coming up with, and Sagittarius is just a fantastic sign to have this light on it anyway, because it's the most easy place to work if you take the time, which is, what is a belief system you've developed that could maybe poke some holes in it to see maybe where you thought this was a great thing, but it's maybe not.
Well,
and you know, people are frightened to change. So
there's a balance here, it seems to me, that comes from understanding how all the planets play into you and your life. And you can read a lot of stuff, because there's plenty of stuff online. And you can school yourself. But you can also get some great tutelage by going to listen to Laura or have a reading with her. It's a very worthwhile session. So do yourself a favor. Go to StarGalNetwork.com and see what sort of help Laura can offer to you as you live your life. I'm Doug Steffen.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.